O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 9, verses 38 through 50. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to His Mercy is More by Matt Boswell and Matt Papa. Immediately, our ears are filled with the strong chorus, an opening reminder of God's mercy. While the verses give an account of the wrongs we inevitably commit, the chorus swells with the resounding truth that, though our sins are many, God's mercy is more.
Praise the Lord, His mercy is more.
Stronger than darkness, you evermore are. Mark 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Is anything worth the price of your soul? This is a difficult question and one we probably don't consider often enough. But Jesus brings it to mind with these startling words in Mark 9. "And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell." Now, Jesus' intense language is not meant to promote self-mutilation, but instead it stresses the importance of cutting sin out of our lives. Painful self-discipline is required of Jesus' true followers. Giving up a relationship, a job, or a habit that is against God's will may seem just as painful as cutting off a hand, but Christ is worth any possible loss or discomfort. There's a great story in C.S. Lewis's The Voyage of the Dawn Treader about a boy named Eustace. He's a proud little boy, and in this particular fairy tale, he falls asleep with greedy thoughts on the hoard of a dragon. And when he wakes up, he finds that he's been turned into a dragon. He tries to get rid of his dragon skin by peeling it off, but he finds he's still a dragon underneath. Finally, he realizes that his only hope is to go to Aslan. And when he comes to the lion, Aslan tells him, "I'll have to undress you." And Eustace has to let him do it. So Aslan takes his giant claws and he begins tearing into Eustace's flesh. And Eustace says, "I was afraid of his claws, I can tell you. But I can tell you I was pretty nearly desperate. So I just lay flat on my back and let him do it. The first tear he made was so deep that I thought it had gone right to my heart. And when he began pulling off the skin, it hurt worse than anything I had ever felt. The only thing that made me able to bear it was just the pleasure of feeling the stuff peel off." Cutting sin out of our lives is hard and painful work, and we can't do it on our own. But God is willing to do the hard work for us. And it is hard. It's a way of dying to self, and it may feel like dying. But over time, we too can feel pleasure in the stuff peeling off, of it losing its hold over us. In these next few moments, I'd encourage you to pray that God would begin the difficult task of ripping sin out of your life. Pray that he would help you see that there is nothing in this life worth getting in the way of your relationship with him. And as you do so, thank him for Jesus' victory over sin. Sin and death have been defeated in Jesus. Pray that this truth would reign in your heart and life. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. You declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.